This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour, another edition of Auto World. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us anytime throughout the hour at 855-660-4261. Mackenzie is running master control and will field your calls. Email-wise, we're always open for that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. In this hour of the program, we're going to be talking a lot about new vehicles, some test drive reviews with our good friend Tom Appel from Consumer Guide. We'll talk about some of the vehicles that have been through the Consumer Guide office in recent times, and Tom does a wonderful job of also going back in automotive history and doing some funny pieces and some good kind of informative pieces about stuff that we may have forgotten over the years. So we'll get into that as well. Again, telephone-wise, if you'd like to reach out, we'd love to hear from you. We are live at 855-660-4261. Right now, let's go to the Chicago area and bring forth the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, ConsumerGuide.com. It's my pleasure to welcome Tom Appel to Auto World. Tom, welcome, and how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, we got lots to talk about. It's been a busy time. I can see it. Consumer Guide, lots of vehicles coming through the office, including a 2019 Toyota. This is the Tundra, the SR5 double cab 4x4. And there's no question about it that people who own Tundras tend to be repeat buyers. They tend to stay in that groove.
Yeah, that's very true. Toyota has a very loyal truck audience, and the Tundra, their full-size truck, and the Tacoma, their mid-size or compact truck, depending on how you define that category, both vehicles have an extremely loyal fan base. And we spent some time with the Tundra in an extended cab, but not quad cab, which is a nice thing to have in the test fleet, 4x4. This is an SR5 trim level, which is a fairly basic vehicle. And what you have here, the Tundra is a very interesting vehicle because it's a little bit behind the big three trucks in terms of technology and big view screens and stuff like that. But it's an incredibly stout vehicle, and anyone who's ever spent time in one of them off road understands just how solid these things feel. And the version we drove was refreshingly under $50,000. It actually came to $43,000 as equipped, and that's fairly well equipped. But it is a likable vehicle. I think the drawbacks of the vehicle is the cabin not as nice as you might have gotten in a Chevy, a Ford, or a Ram, and the fuel economy is not where some people might want it. But you do have incredible resale value, and you do have a very stout vehicle that's especially good off-road. And in this case, you have a fairly interesting starting price, too.
Absolutely, and a very friendly car for folks, including big and tall drivers.
Yeah, extremely roomy. This is a great place to put people.
And let's talk about some of the highs of the vehicle. As you said, it's got great storage space. It's got a great cabin. But on the downside of things, you guys weren't so impressed by the ride as well as fuel economy, visibility, and lacking some modern amenities.
Yeah, and that ride quality was attributable in some point to our TRD Sport Equipment Package, which gets you larger wheels and tires. I would recommend that anyone considering that package test drive a vehicle with and without it before purchasing.
Very good. And And again, if folks, you'd like more information, go to the blog at consumerguide.com called The Daily Drive, and you can check out the review of this vehicle as well as many other vehicles. Tom, you went back a little bit in automotive history. In the next story here online, it's about a forgotten concept vehicle. Ford at one time, of course, had the Aerostar van, but at one time they had a concept vehicle which had been styled by the Italian design house Ghia. This is the Ford Aero van by Ghia, and takes us back a number of years.
It does, and this is a fascinating vehicle, and it suggests to some extent that Ford kind of appreciated that the minivan was something that might work, but they couldn't quite commit to it. So this 82 concept is actually based on the Ford Escort. It's a front-drive vehicle with seating for seven passengers, a little bit on the small side, but very space-efficient looking. And what's interesting is that the styling looks very much like the Ford Aerostar, which didn't arrive until 1986. And that's where the story here really is. The Chrysler minivan, the Plymouth Voyager, and the Dodge Caravan appeared for 84 on dedicated architecture with front-wheel drive and all sorts of space. But Ford kind of backed off their commitment and went with a rear drive van that was a little bit high off the ground for a lot of people based on the Ford Ranger. So they didn't quite commit to this, even though they kind of saw it coming. And I think this is an interesting cautionary tale about not grabbing for a niche when you see it coming.
Yeah, very good story. Definitely, folks, check out Tom's piece called Forgotten Concept. Here's another new vehicle we can tell folks about. It's from Infiniti. This is the QX80 Limited Sport Utility Vehicle for 2019, and you guys had the opportunity to take this one for a test drive. This is a pretty good-sized vehicle. Matter of fact, you classify it as a large SUV, and rightly so.
Yeah, this is a very big vehicle, and for people who don't know, mechanically very similar to the Nissan Armada, which itself is based on the International Nissan Patrol, and this is a big car with a beautiful cabin. I'm sorry, big truck with a beautiful cabin. A lot to like about this vehicle, but a lot of drawbacks, too. It gets a little bit pricey towards the top end. And interior space efficiency isn't what it should be. This is a vehicle more or less designed around off-road capability and not really about passenger hauling space. And I think someone cross-shopping this against something like an Escalade or the Navigator, I think they're going to find those vehicles have more space. But this has a great cabin, all sorts of power from its 5.6-liter V8. Interesting vehicle. You're not going to see these coming and going all the time, so if you're looking for something that everyone else doesn't have, this could be the way to go.
Certainly, they do a great job of interior execution with this vehicle. You can really see the folks at Infiniti are bringing an already upscale mark to even higher levels with some new vehicles like this one. That's a really well-decked-out interior.
It really is, yeah. And the wood applique inside is gorgeous.
And the price you mentioned, and the price is definitely a concern, especially when you look at the base sticker price, $89,800. And then if you just add a couple of different minor options to it, the vehicle that you had was $91,450. And no matter how you slice it, that's an expensive vehicle.
Yeah, and it seems a little expensive just because it is slightly smaller than the American competition.
Tell us a little bit about your experiences with the power plant.
Yeah, this is a great drivetrain. 7-speed automatic 5.6-liter Nissan V8. We've seen this engine in other applications. This is a refinement of it. But, yeah, plenty of power, smooth, quiet, and it works well in a luxury application.
And this is a third-row seat capable vehicle, and I would have to say that third row looks fairly accessible. How is it getting into that back row?
Yeah, I wouldn't put me back there, but I would gladly put my teen, my kids or my more flexible teenage kids back there. They won't mind.
Very good. Our special guest is Tom Appel. He is publisher of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive. All throughout this hour, we're going to be talking about some of the vehicles that have gone through the test garage at Consumer Guide, and also going back in automotive history and talking about some vehicles you may have forgotten. So all that is straight ahead right here on Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last three decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bye. Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We are coming at you live on great radio stations across North America, from border to border, coast to coast, and around the world via GCNLive.com. I want to thank everybody for joining us today on the show. And again, invite your participation via the telephone at 855-660-4261. Mackenzie's ready to take your call anytime, or you can always email me, bob@autoworldradio.com. Joining us for this entire hour is our very special contributor, the publisher of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive, Mr. Tom Appel. And we're kind of doing a mixture of doing some stories from the not-too-distant past, along with some new vehicle reviews. And we want to now switch over to a review flashback to the year 2002 with a very interesting vehicle from the folks at Chrysler. This is the Chrysler Prowler, and the number of interesting things about this vehicle. Number one, of course, it was originally the Plymouth Prowler, and the vehicle itself outlasted the nameplate. It then became the Chrysler Power for a number of years. And it's interesting to note that this vehicle was definitely a step out of the box for any manufacturer. You have to give it a lot of credit to Tom Gale, who was the head of design for Chrysler at this point in time when the Prowler was on the drawing table. I know I had one once out in California when I was working for Motor Trend that had been supercharged by the aftermarket folks out there with a supercharger, and that really changed this vehicle's character quite a bit, because the one thing from the get-go that folks were disappointed with, both the Chrysler and Plymouth variants of the Prowler, is the fact that it really didn't have any high-performance credentials.
No, it really didn't, especially the first year out. It made use of what Chrysler was calling its high-output 3.5-liter V6. But the first year, 1997, it was only good for 215 horsepower. So the vehicle really just wasn't all that quick. They moved quickly the next model year to a 250-horsepower engine that revved a little bit more freely, and that was... That was definitely a huge step up for the vehicle, but ultimately enthusiasts never really latched onto this car. And it's one of those cars that you know enthusiasts are like, build it, build it, build it, and then Chrysler goes ahead and builds it, and it just comes up a little bit short, and the sales just weren't where the people thought. It was hardly a failure. They built almost 11,000 of them, so there's plenty of them out there, and there is some value in the used car market for these things. There are people definitely holding on to them, but they're interesting vehicles. I mean, who expects a modern manufacturer to build an open-wheel vehicle, two-seat convertible. They're very interesting. They're not talked about much now, but I suspect that in the next 5, 10, 15 years, I think we're going to start seeing these show up a lot more at auto shows and auctions.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Tom. It's definitely a striking-looking vehicle with a top-up. It's striking as well as with the top-down, and the fact that a modern manufacturer would go this far to do an open-wheeled vehicle, and kind of a salute to the heydays of the hot rod. Really, again, I give the folks at Chrysler a whole lot of credit for doing this vehicle to begin with. And you stop and think about some of the groundbreaking vehicles that they did in the 90s between the Viper and this vehicle, and of course we saw the at that time cab forward design sedans, but then the roots for what became the very successful Chrysler 300 and original Dodge Charger when that debuted for the 2004 model year. There was even a little bit of hot rod in that roof line of the 300, and still is today.
Yeah, there really is. It's funny to look at that vehicle because it's gone through a lot of evolutions and has never gone through a complete redesign, but it's a sporty-looking thing.
Did you ever have the opportunity to drive one of these Prowlers, Tom?
I have never driven a Prowler. Almost everyone else at the office has. I know our guy Rick Cotta, our traveling test car reviewer, spent a lot of time in one and really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was my experience, as I said earlier, when I had the one out in California, which had been massaged by a supercharger manufacturer and really, of course, totally changed the acceleration and the overall feel of the vehicle. But it's, you know, it's one of those vehicles that gets a primo valet spot. Motor Trend's headquarters, when I worked for Motor Trend, was not that far, really, within feet of Beverly Hills, and so quite often we would hit one of the restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory in Beverly Hills, and the valets would keep this vehicle out front because it was that striking.
Yeah, well, if you want a good parking spot, this is a lot cheaper than a Ferrari.
A lot cheaper, definitely. The phone number is 855-660-4261 if anybody has any questions for Tom Appel. And we should once again remind folks about all the wonderful stuff that you guys do on a day-to-day basis at your daily drive. Tell listeners about it and tell them about the Tuesday newsletter that you send out as well.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I will. Yeah, we are ConsumerGuide.com and CGDailyDrive.com. CGDailyDrive is our blog. You can get there from ConsumerGuide.com. All our new car and used car reviews live at ConsumerGuide.com. Go to the blog from there. You can read our long-form test drives. Those are the vehicles that we get through the house and all the fun stuff I do looking back, including these review flashbacks and stuff like that. Also, if you'd like to get on our mailing list so that you can get a link to all of our new articles, you can just email us from the Consumer Guide website, just where it says contact us. Leave us your email address. The only thing I ever do with that email is put people on our Tuesday mailing list. We do not share that number, or we don't send you out additional emails for any reason whatsoever. So just the Tuesday email.
Very good. We're up to, in the new car realm, a 2019 Toyota. This is the Highlander Hybrid Limited variant, and certainly the Highlander has done very well for Toyota over the years, and like many of its compatriots, has grown significantly in size and in price tag as well, and in offerings. This Highlander has really grown up.
Yeah, it really has. The Highlander is a very roomy mid-sized crossover. And one of the interesting things about the Highlander is it's just sort of quietly become one of the best-selling, best family vehicles you can get in the U.S. And in hybrid trim, it's surprisingly efficient. You can do the math on the hybrid part of this any way you like to. It generally works out as a wash over 4, 5, or 6 years, depending on how many miles you drive. And what I'm talking about there is the cost of purchasing the hybrid over the fuel economy advantage you get. We had the opportunity to drive this vehicle when it was extremely cold in Chicago. We're talking sub-zero weather. And that did ding our fuel economy a fair amount. With previous examples of the Highlander Hybrid, we usually get about 28 miles per gallon. In this particular case, we saw about 23 miles per gallon, which is still awfully good for a mid-sized crossover. And it's also good because the Hybrid does augment the power somewhat. So this is a quicker vehicle as well.
Excellent. When we come back, we'll wrap up thoughts about the Highlander. Then we're going to talk to you about the vehicles that last a long time. And I know that's going to get a lot of people interested to stick around. Please do so. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump said he would be disappointed if Pyongyang were to resume weapons testing and reiterated his belief in his good relationship with North Korea's leader despite the collapse of their second summit. National Security Advisor John Bolton on ABC's This Week.
The president has been very clear that he's not going to make the mistakes of prior administrations. And one mistake that prior administrations made repeatedly was assuming that the North Koreans would automatically comply when they undertake obligations. The North Koreans, for example, have pledged to give up their nuclear weapons program at least five separate times, beginning in 1992 with the joint North-South denuclearization agreement.
Bolton says the U.S. government is watching North Korea constantly. Eight Americans were among the 157 people killed in this morning's crash of an Ethiopian Airlines jet shortly after takeoff. Cause of the crash still unknown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We want to thank you so much for being here with us today. My name is Bob Long, along with Tom Pell, the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. We're talking about new vehicles. We're talking about vehicles from the past and some forgotten vehicles. And we're going to be talking about a very interesting piece that Tom and his crew did upcoming, and that's vehicles that last the longest. But right now we're finishing up talking about the Toyota Highlander for 2019 in hybrid limited trim. And Tom, I couldn't help but notice that you guys, and another thing I should really give kudos to you, there's no other publication, there's no other website out there that does specific testing for tall people and for large size people, but you have part of every test drive, the big and tall comfort index for both big guy and tall guy. Tell us a little bit about how it got its start and about the reaction that you get from folks about having this rating, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah, Consumer Guide is fortunate in that we have one very big guy, that's me, We have one very tall guy. That's our senior editor, Damon Bell. He's 6'6". So we have this unique perspective on all these vehicles. And when we give the rating, we're specifically talking about the front row and specifically the driver's seat. So you want enough headroom. But not just headroom. A problem with a lot of vehicles these days is that the roof extends forward past the driver. So it's difficult for people much over 6 foot sometimes to see lights at intersections, for example, because the roof extends forward, so you have to duck your head. So we're looking for that kind of thing as well. As for big guys, we're talking about the size of the door opening, how comfortably the seat belt fits, and how far back you can get from the steering wheel. So we try to cover all of that, and that's how we come up with our big and tall ratings. We give one for big, one for tall.
And this Highlander got great marks from big guys and tall guys, as you gave an A grade across the board.
Yeah, we're both very happy with this vehicle.
And the price is tested $47,214, but for that, as you mentioned, you're getting great fuel economy, great interior storage, and lots of standard as well as available features. You pretty much couldn't find too much wrong with this vehicle except for some of the locations of the audio controls, so that's saying an awful lot that you guys really must have enjoyed your time in the Highlander.
Yeah, and we've made the Highlander a 2019 Best Buy. It's one of our best, it's one of our favorite crossovers overall.
Excellent. Let's segue into a piece that you did, and I think this is a wonderful idea for a story. The 14th longest lasting vehicles. And years ago, used to think it was great if you got 100,000 miles out of your vehicle, but as you pose the question, is 200,000 miles the new 100,000 miles? Tell us a little bit about what you were trying to do with this story and the fact that we are seeing some of these modern vehicles go a lot farther than the vehicles of yesterday.
Yeah, and 100,000 miles is almost nothing these days. You'll see vehicles now show up at auctions or even on dealership lots now with 100,000. But twice that is still something of an exceptional accomplishment. And consumer trade website IC Cars, they move a lot of cars, millions of cars annually. They a great place to place ads, compiled this data, and they did it in a very interesting way. They were checking vehicles that were sold on the site, and of those that were sold on the site or retailed through the site, what percentage of those were listed with more than 200,000 miles on the odometer. From that, they came up with a percentage, which they more or less suggest are your odds of getting a vehicle to 200,000 miles.
Let's take a look at some of these longest-lasting vehicles. The Toyota Sequoia got a 7.4% index rating, and that's very good.
Yeah, and it's by far the highest. It's 50% better than the next one on the list, and it seems like an exceptional number. Sequoia is such an interesting vehicle because it doesn't sell in especially high numbers, but as we mentioned before, big Toyota trucks, the people who own them love them, and they're probably taking care of them.
Speaking of big trucks, SUVs based on trucks, one of the longest-lasting vehicles is the Suburban from Chevrolet with 5% going over that 200,000-mile mark, and that's still quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, and this is largely anecdotal, but I have heard from many sources that the General Motors 5.3-liter V8 and 8-speed automatic is a fairly durable combination, and this suggests that that's true.
Yeah, and there's some other large sport utility vehicles here on the list, including Ford's Expedition, which also got a 5% score, and GMC's Yukon XL with a 4% score, and now we get down to slightly smaller vehicles. The Toyota 4Runner, 3.9%, reached over 200,000 miles. And then the Chevrolet Tahoe at 3.8%. So lots of these large sport utility vehicles seem to be dominating some of the listings here, Tom.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're all big body on frame or mid-sized body on frame vehicles. With a rear drive bias. So I don't know if that says something about that, but body on frame vehicles, not generally practical for consumer vehicles, but they do seem to give these vehicles an edge when it comes to longevity.
Other vehicles with longevity include the Toyota Highlander Hybrid with a 3.1% score. And another one that surprised me was the Honda Ridgeline, now in its second generation, with a 3% score. So, again, we're seeing the Japanese manufacturers do quite well with the high mileage vehicles. GMC's Yukon got a score of 2.8%, and that certainly is something to be proud of. And the Tacoma from Toyota came in at 2.6%.
Yeah, that one doesn't really surprise me because people love those and they love them used because Tacoma's got a little bit expensive new, but there's a huge aftermarket amongst sport enthusiasts who love to go off-road for the Tacoma. So I think these are just kept running longer.
And the Tundra makes the grade as well with a 2.6% overall score. And when I take a look at the front of that 2019 Toyota Tundra, boy, as that vehicle a grown in attitude. It's definitely got a face that that's right in line with what the folks at Ford and Ram and GMC are doing with their vehicles, GM across the board. This is a in-your-face kind of truck.
Yeah, it really is. And I look back to when they first experimented with the big truck. There was the long-forgotten Toyota T100, and it was such a mild-looking thing, and I think people loved them, but they just didn't look like trucks.
Another Toyota made the score here in making it over the 200,000-mile mark. The Avalon from Toyota, 2.5%, and those vehicles tend to go a long way, as does Honda's Odyssey at 2.5% and the Lincoln Navigator at 2.2%. It's quite a great list you put together, Tom.
Yeah, what do we have here? Three passenger vehicles on the list. The rest were bigger mid-sized trucks.
Yeah, but with the price of vehicles today being what it is, you kind of expect some long-range durability, and glad to see that there are some people that are able to drive them well into the 200,000-mile range. Personally, what's the highest mileage vehicle that you've ever kept in your life?
I had a 1985 Volkswagen Scirocco vehicle that was absolutely the best vehicle I ever owned, and I took that to 172. I think it was 172,000 miles before I sold it.
Wow, that's pretty good, to say the least.
Yeah, that was just two transmissions. Other than that, the thing was pretty much bulletproof.
Excellent. We'll take a pit stop for some important messages, and when we come back on the other side, more new vehicle test drives with Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. It's all straight ahead as Auto World continues on great stations across North America and around the world at GCNLive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. Tom Butler with us, joining us live outside of Chicago. Tom is publisher of ConsumerGuide.com, Consumer Guide Automotive, and we're doing a mixture of looking back to the vehicles and concepts of yesterday and reviewing the vehicles of today, including a couple of first spins in some heavy-duty trucks, and these vehicles are red-hot these days. The 2019 Ram 2500, as well as the Ram 3500 heavy-duty pickups, and it's amazing to me, Tom, to read some of the statistics surrounding these heavy-duty vehicles and the amount that they can tow, the amount of torque that they produce. These are truly, truly beast-like machines.
Yeah, they absolutely are. And it's funny, it wasn't that long ago that it was the three-quarter and one-ton trucks weren't doing a whole lot more than what half-ton trucks are doing now. But now they're comfortably into medium-duty territory. So we got a new Ram last year, a new Ram 1500 or half-ton, and now the big trucks, the heavy-duty boys, are redesigned for 2019. And our guy Riccardo went and took a spin in one of these things. And the big news, and we knew this was coming. We knew that this war was going to get to this. But the Ram now boasts an available version of the coming 6.7-liter inline-six-cylinder diesel engine that produces 1,000 pound-feet of torque.
Wow. That's quite remarkable. And being able to pull just about anything with those kind of numbers.
Yeah, the gross combined vehicle weights on these are just absolutely stratospheric. And one of the interesting things, too, that's happening is that the people who buy these apparently are just as interested in high-end luxury vehicles as they are in the half-ton vehicles. There are 8 different trim labels available this year, including a fully loaded Laramie Limited that's very much like a luxury vehicle inside.
Let's talk about another forgotten concept that you're spotlighting at the Daily Drive. And this one's from Dodge. This is a Dodge Dakota Sidewinder and a rather unusual-looking convertible pickup truck. Kind of reminds me of a little bit of Chevrolet's SSR with the front of the deceased Dodge Magnum grafted on there. But that's a vehicle that lots of us have forgotten about.
Yeah, absolutely. This was an interesting show car, and it came after Dodge had offered a convertible version of the Dakota, and I don't know if that sort of numbed the public to it or the fact that it was just a two-seat car and it didn't seem practical. But this car made the rounds. It was introduced at SEMA, which seems like an appropriate place for a vehicle like this, and just like a vehicle that should at SEMA. It has absolutely enormous wheels and tires, but it is a convertible two-seat pickup truck, very much like the Chevrolet SSR, and it preceded it almost by a full decade. And the rear three-quarter view of this, people should check this out, looks very much like the SSR. Up front, it's got sort of a unique-looking Dodge front end. But other than that, well, the SSR was a convertible hard top, so I guess that differentiates these vehicles a little bit.
That is true. Another test drive we should tell folks about is the 2019 Honda Pilot Elite that you had through the office. This is the all-wheel drive variant of the Elite.
Yeah, this is Elite's a new trim level for Honda, and this is their new top-of-the-line trim level. And this gets you a crossover that it sounds scary, but you don't have to go with this much luxury. That gets close to $50,000. But for your money, you get something that is convincingly a luxury vehicle. But at its heart, this is an all-wheel drive Honda Pilot, and a vehicle that we like very much. And this is a roomy, refined vehicle that absolutely worth a space on the people's shopping list.
Another vehicle that you guys got a chance to do a quick first spin in is a 2020 vehicle. This is the Toyota Corolla sedan, and the Toyota Corolla continues to surprise me with its more adventurous styling. We years ago would never expect to see a Corolla styled like this, Tom, and Toyota definitely seems to have finally got it through their heads that they not only need to produce quality vehicles, but they need to produce uniquely styled vehicles as well.
Yeah, absolutely. They needed to produce, I think, interesting vehicles. And for the 20 years or so that I've been driving test products, I can think of no vehicle that was less interesting to drive than a Toyota Corolla. And that's all changed now. It was about a year and a half, 2 years ago, that Toyota rolled out a new version of the Corolla hatchback, and that was based on what Toyota calls its TNGA, or Toyota's new global architecture. And it absolutely transformed the vehicle. Now the sedan has moved to that same architecture, so the sedan and the coupe are now, hatchback, are now basically the same vehicle, and that's very good news. But these are absolutely fun to drive, and as you noted, yeah, there's some styling here too, which is really new to the Corolla.
Absolutely. Another vehicle we should touch on is from Nissan, the 2018 Nissan Kicks SR. Many of our listeners may not be familiar with this one, Tom.
No, this is an all-new vehicle for Nissan. This is a subcompact crossover, but it's surprisingly roomy. And mentioning style, this vehicle does something very nice, and we're seeing more of this, and that is a two-tone treatment. So this vehicle has sort of a gunmetal gray exterior with a really catchy bronze top. And this is a hard thing to picture, maybe, but it's a really good-looking vehicle. So we drove a fairly well-equipped SR version of this vehicle, and this really works. I think the only thing you really give up when you move down to the subcompact crossovers in most cases is rear seat space, and that is true in this case, but this is otherwise really an interesting vehicle worth people's time.
Definitely. You've got some great flashback pieces that folks can check out, including the Datsuns of 1983. And here's one that I know still get people calling about this vehicle, the 2011 Lincoln Town Car. This is a review flashback, and you can go back and see what Consumer Guide had to say about the Town Car. But I still, from time to time, will get feedback from people on different stations or even station owners that they so lament the passing of the Town Car as well as the Grand Marquis and Crown Victorias from Ford. These vehicles at one time were very, very popular.
Yeah, 2011, the reason we chose that year to feature here was the end of the run. That was it for the Town Car. And for the most part, 2011, these weren't on dealer lots. These are largely being sold to fleets. But fleet owners absolutely love these vehicles. After years and years and years of no significant mechanical updates, the vehicles were very, very reliable. Ford's old two-valve 4.6-liter engine was basically bulletproof, as was the four-speed automatic that it was attached to. They weren't quick, but they were more fuel efficient than most people probably would have thought. And the beauty of these cars was how easy they were to maintain or just swap out parts with another one because they had been the same for so long. And then fleets love these, and there are people still keeping these things running.
Yeah, you do see them being used in taxi service and livery service and in major cities, and the folks that are driving them usually have nothing but praise to say about them. And why not with some of those great reasons that you've outlined?
Yeah, absolutely.
Another interesting piece that you've got up here, I mentioned it last week, last time that you were on the program with us, I should say, is I think people should definitely take the chance to take a look at that paint story from the Chicago Auto Show, because, again, with the size of the Chicago Auto Show being what it is, you get to see a complete palette or portfolio of offerings from many of the manufacturers, and there are some, if you want something different in the color scheme of things, there are some manufacturers willing to help you out.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. And as you mentioned, the Chicago Auto Show, which is based at McCormick Center in Chicago, has all sorts of space. So manufacturers do bring in more vehicles there, and they bring in more than the silver, white, or gray that 80% of us insist on buying. So if you want to check out some of the other colors that you can get, if you're daring enough, our guy Damon Bell put together this great list. I think it's 15 different vehicles at the Chicago Auto Show that are absolutely not white, gray, or silver.
Yeah. And is white currently the number one best-selling color?
If you add up the different ways that they call silver, it's probably silver gray these days.
Yeah, it's true. There's an awful lot of them out there, and it just seems to be something that is almost very much like fashion. We see some of the same things that we see in the fashion and furniture industry business. I know in talking with some designers, when I ask what they get their color inspiration, where does it come from, lots of them will note interior design pieces, furniture and stuff like that, as to what are some of the hot colors out there of the day.
Yeah, and the auto industry necessarily trails those other industries simply because it takes a little while to get a color into the system.
Oh, so true. Tom, as usual, you're a wealth of information and a pleasure to have on the show. Thank you so much for your time here today.
Oh, always a pleasure. Thanks, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. If you get a moment, check out my website, autoworldradio.com. That will do it for this hour. Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, Amsoil pioneered synthetic lubrication, and Amsoil continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.